This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America, around the world too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out as always to our active duty military. Excuse me, to our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospitals and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security guards, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the third watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America moving along. Let's not forget also about our over-the-road truck drivers who are out there and the Freedom Convoy people, and we support you as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. All right, joining us right now from California, we got the one, the only, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge again. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States. Of America. And to the Republic. For which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, we got to talk a little bit more about the truckers convoy and what's going on there, because there's so much stuff that took place yesterday and over the weekend. First of all, the Canadian police announced that they had cleared the Ambassador Bridge on the Canadian side that had been occupied by the trucker-led demonstrations for the past 5 or 6 days over the COVID-19 restrictions. In the meantime, towing vehicles were called in. Now, here's what they did. The tow truck drivers weren't going to get involved, but guess what they did to them?
Didn't they threaten them with some kind of consequence, basically?
Well, they told them if they didn't get up there and tow the vehicles off to run the bridge, they wouldn't have a license to tow with anymore.
Right.
So that's what they told them. And they made several arrests also, charged them with mischief. But they had to quell the movement, and they said, basically, it's over. And this was also done, by the way, in Ottawa.
Well, that's right. And the Ottawa mayor there said he would meet with the truckers if they met some basic conditions that he wanted. They wanted to get them off the bridge and these kinds of things. So, as far as I know, I don't know that there's a set meeting. Although,
well, Ottawa wasn't the bridge. Ottawa was there all around the provincial capital.
Yeah,
Yeah, nobody could move. Now, here's the other thing, okay, when you talk about Ottawa. They had several thousand people show up in cars and exacerbate the situation, adding to what was already there. They wound up doubling the size of the crowd.
Right. That's exactly right. And, you know, it's interesting to see when something like this happens. And, of course, obviously, you know, there are different issues that come up in a municipality, and so forth, where you can't block things and so forth. But this issue goes a little bit beyond even just the notion of the vaccine mandate. Also, I think it's pointing up the fact that as we're heading out of the pandemic, you know, do these mandates, are they absolutely necessary in the way that the local governments or the national governments even are trying to make them seem?
Well, U.S. officials had pressed for a quick resolution as the blockades hit the auto industries in both countries, and they praised what they called a decisive action in Windsor by the authorities there to do what they did to keep the because there were some factories that shut down that make automobiles as well as various parts, and they couldn't do what they were doing because they couldn't get the material they needed, which was coming from Canada over to the U.S. Now, the demonstrators have also inspired copycat protests around the world, including in France, in Paris, also the Netherlands, also Switzerland, also Australia and New Zealand, where some U.S. truckers discussing a protest, national protest here for March. But yesterday, at British Columbia, the port of entry there, and the state of Washington, which is I-5 north-south, they shut that down on the Canadian side.
That's right, they did. Now, some of these other larger ramifications of the protests in different parts of the country or the world, I think they even used tear gas in France.
They did.
Against some of the protesters there. It does point up this notion of what does it mean to have a vaccine mandate? What does it mean to have natural immunity? What does it mean in terms of the interaction that especially the trucking industry has with the general public, and so on and so forth? It's a one-size-fits-all thing that ultimately they're really protesting against, and the governments have not been responsive to the idea of how we really approach the situation.
Hold that thought. Well, what it means for Justin Trudeau is right now only 16% of the Canadians believe that he's doing a good job and that they would vote for him. So he's got a 16% favorability rating. Goodbye, Justin. Goodbye, Justin. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Mark's radio show was last night all across the country. Matter of fact, I kind of felt sorry for him last night. His radio show was in the middle of the Super Bowl, and I'm sure that there weren't many people listening to him at that time, but oh well, it is what it is. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot over at Relief Factor. Pete and Seth Talbot are the father and son team that run Relief Factor, that do what they do, that make all the products that they have over there, including Relief Factor, which is a product that I use and have been for well over 7 years. Now, Relief Factor is a part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce the inflammation, the swelling, the pain that I have, in particular with my left foot and ankle and leg. It also helps with my back, with my right shoulder, and with my wrist, where I also have problems due to injuries that I had there that they were debilitating. And it's something that when you get it in your system, you keep it there. You don't just say, well, I'm okay, don't need to take it, because then the pain comes back again. And the whole purpose is not to have it. So I take it every day when I get up, every day. And the reason I do is because of the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that's in the product, which helps to support your body's natural response to inflammation. It will even lower or eliminate pain with the problems or problem that you have by going right straight to the source of the pain. Now, it's 100% drug-free. Love that. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, something that your body needs to have anyway. And then it also supports healthy joints and muscles. It only costs $19.95. You get it by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And oh, by the way, you do not need to join a club or any of that other stuff like some of these places do. You just go there, 1995 gets you started, and away you go. And if you want to continue it on a regular basis, you can do that too. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warren. Good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, before we get to the caller, and we're going to get to the caller here in a second, Nancy Pelosi came out and said something yesterday that I almost fell out of my chair when I heard it. She says the defund police movement is not where the Democratic Party is headed.
Well, yeah, she said that, and she was saying that basically in response to something I think that Cori Bush had said.
And AOC and company.
Right, exactly. And, you know, my question to that is, does Nancy Pelosi really have control over that at this point? It seems to me, Captain, that that train has left the station already in terms of what the Democrat Party is supporting, what it is perceived to be supporting. Nancy Pelosi is trying to do damage control here because they know that, that's a failing policy. But back during the summer of 2020, I don't think they saw it as a failing policy. They saw it as a bandwagon. But they now see the real consequences, not just the Democrat Party elite realizing that they've gone too far with this, but the American people have seen exactly what happens when you defund the police and demonize the police. So she can try to claw her way back all she wants, but I don't know that she's going to be able to really stand up to the far-left influence that is represented by the likes of the squad.
All right, we're going to go to the phone line. We're going to bring in Dan Mann, our professor emeritus up there in Indiana. So good morning, Dan. Hello, Dan. Oh, wait a minute. It's Bob. Robert, okay. Backgammon Bob. I see. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Kevin. Anyway, on the Russia thing in the Ukraine, one of the biggest dangers, I think, is that, and they've stated so, that the Russians have stated they might even be willing to use tactical nuclear weapons, which is very dangerous because tactical can really go, turn into strategic. And a lot of these tactical weapons have what they call dial yield on them, where they can range anywhere from like a 1 kiloton up to 100 kilotons. And considering that 20 kilotons was what they dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, they're not exactly what you would call tactical in reality. And I think that's one of the biggest dangers that could happen. And the second thing I want to just make a quick comment on is Pelosi's comments are just sheer proof that the Democrats are simply willing to say anything for political expediency, that their words mean absolutely nothing. All right, that's it, Kevin.
All right, well, first of all, Kyle, I do not believe, even though there are nuclear weapons in the region, that they would be stupid enough to use a nuclear weapon on anybody for any reason, because it would start World War III.
Well, certainly, yeah. You'd have to have a situation escalate astronomically before you would ever get to something like that. And the larger, see, the reason why the United States and the Soviets, and now the United States and the Russians, the reason why they could never get into a really a full-scale conventional conflict is because eventually that could lead to one side beginning to perceive that, hey, we're not making headway here, and something could happen. Again, you have to have a particular scenario for all of that, but that's why for so long, the then Soviet Union, the United States would have these proxy wars that would go on. But the madness begins when you really start to get to a head-to-head confrontation. But also, you have people that can go rogue. You can have these things go missing, or somebody else does something, or they stage it as such. Well, they went rogue, and they stole it from one of our Russian, you know, missile depots or something, and they use it as a terrorist act. And, you know, there's all kinds of things that can go wrong. That's why you have to be able to shut these things down before they ever happen.
Now, are there people that might want to try something like this, like some rogue people and whatnot? Of course, because here's an example. The Osama bin Laden funded terror group, Al-Qaeda, may actually end up being the prime beneficiary in Afghanistan if the Taliban gets recognized by the UN as the legitimate government there.
What kind of a twisted, weird world do we live in, Captain, where the, you know, the Taliban would be recognized as a legitimate anything? You know, it just is unthinkable, although it's obviously not beyond the realm of possibility happening now. But, you know, you have this kind of situation happen, and it just shows how dangerous it really is when these groups continue to be able to persist.
And don't they look sharp in the uniforms that we gave the Afghans?
Well, exactly. Again, $85 billion, right, worth of equipment left behind. You know, the whole.
And they got some serious weapons.
They did. They did. And those weapons are used to hurt other people who actually helped the United States, helped our troops, and did not want to live under the thumb of the Taliban. It's a disgusting thing that history is not going to treat lightly.
Yeah, what is this now? Eric is saying something. Don't think for one second that the Western powers that would be would not stage a chemical weapons attack similar to what had occurred in Syria, blaming Russian separatists and their loyalists. Well, again, we have to be careful what we wish for, because nobody in their right mind wants any of this to happen. But the big thing is of the nuclear weapons. There are nuclear weapons in the theater. We know they're there because Russia kept them there.
Well, right. And so you've got 100, and now some say, what, 130,000 troops waiting.
And 140 Russian ships.
Yes. And so they're all in, they're all there, and, you know, they're on some military maneuvers, quote unquote. But they're blocking
Ukraine is what they're doing on both sides of the sea.
Right. But when it hits the fan, all bets can be off. It's not an orderly invasion of Ukraine. You know, we don't know what's going to happen at that point. And so obviously, as we said, it would have to escalate so grand in such a grandiose way to ever get to something like that, where you'd have tactical nukes or something like that. But there all those possibilities are there. That's why leadership and being able to restrain or contain or to head things these things off at the pass, that's the job of the American president. If we're going to be the leaders in the world, we have to be able to do these kinds of things. Now, can you stop everybody from doing everything? Well, of course not. But this buildup has been going on, and it just seems, again, that the Biden administration is way too late to the party on this.
All right, hold the fort. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. This is Captain's America Third Watch, and Mark Walters is going to take us to break, so I'll let him do that right about now.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden and U.S. allies continuing to use diplomacy to ward off a Russia invasion of Ukraine. Biden spent an hour on the phone talking to Russian President Vladimir Putin, telling him an invasion would cause widespread human suffering, and says that the West is committed to diplomacy to end the crisis, but equally prepared for other scenarios. Russia denies plans on invading Ukraine, but has well more than 100,000 troops near its border. U.S. officials say Russia can enter the country at any moment. Meanwhile, airlines like Dutch carrier KLM, they're canceling flights to Ukraine until further notice. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spent Saturday in Hawaii with his counterparts from Japan and South Korea, discussing threats posed by North Korea after that country started the new year with a series of missile tests. Blinken said that Pyongyang was in a phase of provocation. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Yeah, buddy. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now, in case you didn't hear this, over the weekend, he took a little trip over to not only the Windsor Bridge, the Ambassador Bridge, but also went up to Port Huron and went to one other port of entry and gave out some of his pillows to the truckers that were there in his support for what they were doing. Now, MyPillow.com right now has got a big push going on. And I mean, everything is on sale. Everything. Your radio listener specials page, go over there, check it out. That's the radio listener specials page. And you'll see pure insanity when it comes to the prices of stuff. Because he's got things marked down 50%, 67%, 75%. He's got a bunch of buy one, get one stuff there. And the only way that you're going to get the price is with the promo code CAPTAIN. That's it. The promo code CAPTAIN gets you the reduced prices that I just told you about. Now, you can also call him at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And don't forget, MyPillow.com, the website, promo code CAPTAIN. After all, it's that time of the year, and if you want to get some really good products and save some money, it's a place to go. By the way, they have a 60-day return policy. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, CNN is in the news again. They've been thoroughly ridiculed for comparing Joe Rogan and his controversy to the January 6th riot and the Rwandan genocide. And the comments are, it's the dumbest thing on the internet today, CNN, and their comments about Joe Rogan.
Well, I mean, they have a kind of a vested interest, I think, in trying to jump on that whole bandwagon. Some of these things have to do with some of the remarks that have surfaced with Joe Rogan using racial slurs from before. And, of course, that's we're not here to defend that. That's you can't defend the indefensible on something like that. But the comparisons that they're making and trying to create the story, basically, you know, from their perspective, yeah, has drawn a lot of criticism because it seems to be it doesn't seem to be a straight one-to-one kind of comparison.
Okay. Now, get this. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
This is something else that happened over the weekend. And, folks, this is damned important. Just like what we told you about that I'll repeat here in a minute. The Biden administration is urging a federal court not to allow the release of a secret report on the Dominion voting machines.
Well, you know, not to try to be funny here, but obviously, if it's secret, they, you know, they don't want the secret to get out because obviously the secret would be pretty devastating, one would think.
The secret and the information that's in there is going to just damn somebody.
Well, right. And, you know, one of the things, Captain, especially over the COVID-19 issue, you know, it's been verboten to raise the subject about, well, how does this work? And what's natural immunity versus being vaccinated? I mean, you can't even ask these questions. You're just not allowed to. In this particular case, you're not allowed to find out machines that are connected to the internet and how do they count votes and how do these things really work? I mean, if we're going to have faith in our elections, and no matter who wins, that's not the point at this point. It's just no matter who wins, we have to have faith in the elections and the process that processes that are used, because now they're arguably very different than they might have been even a short few years ago of how you count votes. And but if you can't even ask the question, that means something is really wrong.
Well, that coupled with the other information that came out from the Durham investigation over the weekend, a filing from the Justice Department Special Counsel John Durham says that Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign paid a technology company to infiltrate Trump Tower's servers as well as the White House and took that information and sold it to the Russians.
Well, you know, Captain, just turn that around and say if the story was somebody paid someone to infiltrate the Obama campaign and then the Obama White House and they turned around and sold information to a foreign power. Can you imagine the absolute chaos that would be ensuing in the media on something like that? And also, you would think in the Congress. I mean, they'd be investigating these kinds of things.
Yeah.
How is this possible? But yet, if because of Trump, it'll be, well, whatever.
Yeah. Now, something else that's going on in Ukraine today is that many Israeli citizens who have been ordered by their prime minister to leave Ukraine are ignoring the calls. And officials of the embassy there have already left ahead of the feared Russian invasion. They don't want to be around. And as a result, we have a bunch of Israeli citizens that are there just going, we'll take our chances. That's not a very smart move on their part.
No, it's not, because obviously once something occurs, some event starts to be precipitated here, it will be incredibly difficult to find a place where you feel like you're getting away from any kind of conflict. So you're right. No, it's not a good move at all.
Now, up until now, I have been pretty solid about the worst president ever was Jimmy Carter because of what we went through there. And Barack Obama ran a close second, but Jimmy Carter was still number one. Well, now I think Jimmy Carter needs to move over, and we need to stop picking on him, because we have a president, Joe Biden, where inflation is soaring, and so is murder. swarms of migrants are illegally crossing the border, and with Russia ready to invade Ukraine, the best President Biden can do is tell Americans there to run for their lives, but we can't come and get you. You got to come to us. And even our Olympic athletes are in a mental funk. The bad news piles up day by day, prompting a growing chorus to conclude Biden is the worst president ever.
Yeah, I think that's hands down at this point. Pick any president from any era, and I think it comes up Biden. And you mentioned about Jimmy Carter and the Carter malaise, the Carter years, the lack of effective leadership there. But if you look back, Jimmy Carter, you would never consider him to have tried to do things that were truly detrimental to the United States.
No one can accuse him of being unpatriotic or trying to sell out the United States. No one. But Biden is.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy Carter, obviously, I think he's a good man. I think he was a good man back then. But obviously you have these different policies, issues, and so forth. That's a different discussion. But Joe Biden came into office and immediately started doing things that actually hurt average Americans in a very, very big way.
Well, the White House is in a bubble right now, but it can't escape the national mood of fear and loathing. So you have to wonder how Biden himself stomachs the daily drumbeat of decline and despair that's got to be getting to him. He's got to be seeing that stuff, right?
One would think he does, but I do think that the Biden administration, the Biden Politburo, whatever you want to call it, they have this notion that the end justifies the means. They honestly believe that their policies and their agenda is so important that it's kind of like no matter what happens, we're just going to make this work. Because they're not acting like a typical administration, they're not trying to come back from the brink of total disaster in foreign policy and all these things.
Now, there's an old addendum, ask and you shall receive. Thanks to help from a fly in the wall and what we know from the president's erratic public behavior, here's what it must be like when the president is confronted with the evidence his presidency is a disaster. So consequently, I believe Jimmy Carter can rest easy again.
Well, yeah, I think so. I really do. But the Joe Biden administration has foundered on every single front. There's not even those on the TV shows and so forth that try to carry the water for Biden or the Biden administration. They can't point to something that's really great, something that's really been done well. But Joe Biden certainly can, because whenever he gives his talks, he tries to tell you all the great accomplishments he's done up to this point. Nobody's buying that.
No, they can't, because it's a disaster. All you got to do is look around. And again, I'll use the price of gas. Somebody yesterday didn't understand what I was trying to say. I said, do you understand what $1.87 a gallon means?
Yeah.
You realize that's what it was when we went to the polls in 2020 to vote for president?
No.
Yeah, it was. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And I'm Don Newland with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Thank you.
is a live performance by Jan and Dean, the little old lady from Pasadena. You know what comes to mind with that, Kyle?
What's that?
Nancy Pelosi. I know she's not from Pasadena, but she's a little old lady.
Yeah, well, we also have it on good authority, Captain. The little old lady from Pasadena might be out there tonight after the Super Bowl doing donuts in the middle of the road, which we've been seeing some coverage of that here on the local news, and some pretty dangerous stuff in all seriousness going on out there tonight.
You know, I heard that.
Yeah.
And by the way, good morning to Fred. Fred says we wish Joe Biden was half as interested in our southern border as he seems to be in the Ukraine-Russian border. Good point. I'll give you that one, Fred. Okay. Take it away out west, Kyle. What's going on?
Well, thank you, Captain. Out west tonight, of course, we're taking a look. A little bit of rain on the map. This is going to be up in the state of Oregon. This is going to be along Highway 26. If you're around Mitchell in that area, you've definitely got some rain coming across the road there as you head east out of Mitchell in that area. And then also, we do have some winter weather advisories to tell you about. This is going to start a little bit south of Seattle, and it's going to stay east of Portland right now, east of Eugene, as it runs down towards the California border there. Winter weather advisory in the northeast corner of Nevada. We've also got some wind advisories kicking up. This is going to be in the Las Vegas area, down through Kingman, Arizona, and over into Southern California, especially in the desert area. You can get some pretty high winds. They believe are going to start kicking up here in the next day or so. So just be advised of that if you're going to be traveling through that area. Also, hot and dry in New Mexico tonight, with also possible gusty winds as a result of that weather there.
Now, it looks as if we're going to have a snowstorm, working its way across the central and southern part of the United States. Now, what it looks like is going to happen here, folks, is that I-40 is going to be the area that's going to be north or south of that. It could be up as high as I-70, and it could be down as south as, I-20. But there's going to be a snowstorm moving across, because it's in the developing stages right now, in Kansas, in Oklahoma, in Texas, in the mountains of New Mexico, and on down towards the mountains of Mexico, east of El Paso. If you've been through there, you know what I'm talking about. There's a mountain range there, and all of that is starting to be put together. It's going to take a day or so to start, so we can see what we're going to have, but we have areas of uncertain weather, the southern half of Kansas, the western part of Oklahoma, to include all of the panhandle, and the western and northwestern part of Texas to include Lubbock, and then down to Midland, and then over into Rio Doso, the Indian Reservation in New Mexico. So we could have something going there. Now, in the meantime, to the north in North Dakota and Minnesota, as well as the little corner, northeastern corner of South Dakota right now, we've got very cold temperatures, below zero temperatures, and we've got some snow that's kicked in north of Fargo and south of Minot, just enough to where it looks like as if it's going to generate enough snow to make life a little bit miserable with the really cold temperatures. Now, since we talked to you last hour, we've had a little bit more development up in the Upper Peninsula, where it looks like as if we also have very cold temperatures, but we've got some snow starting in up there, so be advised of that. And it looks like the lake is going to be responsible for catching some of that, and then we'll see what happens. Now, we do have cold temperatures in Ontario right now, and we also have a little bit of snow and some very cold weather in the Adirondacks up there in northern New York, north of the Tug Hill Plateau, right on up I-81 to the Thousand Islands Bridge. And it looks like as if that's going to be interesting in terms of weather. Now, we do have some fog, and we do have some windy weather and some high seas around Cape Cod, down around to Long Island. And then we'll pick it up again as it comes down through Jersey and down to North Carolina and the Chesapeake Bay. And then we've got some windy conditions down here in the south from about Let's see here. From about Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, on down around to South Florida, back up around the Gulf, over towards Pensacola and Mobile at the moment. And then we have some weather in northern Florida, along I-10, Lake City, over to about Baldwin, Florida, and right there around Lake City down to Gainesville, where we have got some very cold temperatures kicking in tonight. Those are also going to be up there, I-75 way towards Valdosta, Georgia, so be advised. And our temperatures have dropped all night long. We started out at 54 degrees, and now we're down to 48 right here at the airport where I'm at. It's supposed to be 44 by morning. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, and don't forget, everybody, the Pilot and Flying J bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. So much stuff to tell you about here tonight with the weather, and it's going to be a busy week weather-wise, so keep it right here, and we'll tell you what's going on. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is on the line with us. Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
I have no idea what's more important than the other. But it sounds like as if Joe Biden, again, is trying to instigate or antagonize Vladimir Putin when he comes out and he says, well, the West will respond decisively to any invasion of Ukraine, and such an attack would harm and isolate Moscow. What's he trying to do?
Well, there is some truth to that statement, to be honest with you, because you know, the members of NATO, if for nothing else, they may not come to a full defense or support all things Ukraine in a defensive posture or offensive posture. There are a lot of country leaders that are very angry with what Putin has gotten away with. So there is some truth to that. But you know, we've got some, these leaders may feel one thing, but they're feckless in another because they're not standing strong in some kind of consequence for Putin. You know, on your show I've listed many times the things that the Kremlin has done that they've gotten away with, and there's been virtually no consequence. You know, we may apply sanctions from here and there, but we're not being as strong as we need to be. So, you know, Putin sees what Biden did with Afghanistan, and then Putin also is, you know, dancing a jig because Biden approved the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, of which Trump didn't. So, yeah.
All righty, hold that thought. Here comes the music.
With Captain Orr with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. On the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All right, we'll be right back, everybody. Don't go anywhere.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.